Well, good morning. I hope and pray all is well with you. I'm doing this recording Friday morning, September the 11th, and this is a day that we all can reflect on, I think. So many things have changed in our country and in the world since September the 11th, 2001. And I think all of us had experienced a lot of changes, but I know myself as a young man, I knew exactly where I was at and what I was doing when John F. Kennedy got assassinated. Believe it or not, I was a Fuller Brush man, and I was walking the neighborhood selling Fuller Brush items and products, and it got to be lunchtime, and so I used to go over to my mom's house at lunchtime, and when I got there, she had the television on, and that's when I come to know that John F. Kennedy was assassinated. I was also thinking that most of us know exactly where we were, exactly what we were doing when we got word that 9/11 happened in our own country, the attack on America, if you would, by terrorists. Judy and I were in Egypt. We were on a tour with Educational Opportunities. And we were down in the Valley of the Kings, and we were getting ready to do a Nile River cruise. And we flew from Cairo down to the Valley of Kings. And, of course, the airplane ride was just normal, nothing wrong there. But our leader of the group said when we get down to the Valley of the Kings, we're going to be transported by bus to the Nile River cruise ship. And when you gather, we'll gather in the gathering room there. And didn't think anything of it, because that's kind of normal when you're going tour. The tour leader will give you instructions and things that will happen. Well, he gathered us in that room, and he very solemnly told us that America was attacked, and the World Trade Center was attacked by airplanes. And then he told us the whole thing. Now, even in 2001, the technology was good, but it really wasn't that good. But they had CNN aboard the Nile River cruise ship, so they had television there, and we watched live pretty much of what was going on back here in the country. It was a humbling experience to know that America was under attack, and we were 3,000-4,000 miles away, and watching it live on television. Now, we were blessed because there wasn't much we could do. They provided cell phones for us to call back home to let our friends and family know that we were okay, and that was a good thing. And the Egyptian government provided us with security because there was no way of getting home. At least at that time, we didn't know when we were going to get home. So the Egyptian government provided us with security, and we continued on with our tour. Security went with us everywhere that we went. And it was just something that is so vivid in my mind that I can still recall it. And when we finally got back to Cairo, and Judy and I went up to the room in the hotel, and we got on our knees and we prayed, and it was because we didn't know when we were ever going to get back home. But we were blessed. Our queue of returning flights kind of came up, and we got onto a plane in Cairo. They flew us to Germany, and there we stayed and got on the plane to come home, not knowing. That was an eerie thing. Now, you're going to get in on an airplane to come home after crazy people from the Middle East done tore down our towers and attacked Washington, D.C., and then in Shanksville in Pennsylvania. And here we are sitting on the tarmac waiting to go. We sat out there for 3-4 hours with promise of, yeah, we're going to take off. No, we're not going to take off. And so finally we did take off. Then we got to Atlanta. Amazingly enough, God's hedge of protection was around us, and I don't know why, but I am so grateful. The scriptures that we hung on to, that we still hang on to, you know, in John chapter 17, we always think of the Lord's Prayer being, "Our Father, which art in heaven." That's the prayer that Jesus taught. But the real Lord's Prayer is in John 17, when he was praying for us and praying for the disciples. And this is what he said in verse 20. I've been praying not only for these disciples, but also for all who ever believe in me because of their testimony. My prayer for all of them is that they will be one, just as you and I are one, Father. That just as you and I are in me and I am in you, so they will be in us and the world will believe that you sent me. From terrorist attacks to the abduction of children in broad daylight, it's crazy in the world that we're living in today. Not the same unity, not the same coming together and people going to church and supporting one another in 2001. But here we got random acts of violence that fill the news every night. Anarchy, burning of the cities and different things, and not supporting the police when the police and the firefighters and the first responders in 2001 was there and they run to the thing, and so many people's lives were saved and there were so many firefighters and police officers and volunteers that were killed because of the towers falling and the different things that happened all around our country. But does faith in God offer any guarantees that our children will be safe at a bus stop or on a highway or in the school now with this COVID virus thing going around? Scriptures reveal God to be concerned about and committed to our safety. But more fully to understand the concept of our safety, we must recognize who we are. We are internal beings wrapped in mortal bodies. And while God is concerned about what happens to our bodies, he's much more concerned about what happens to our soul. Amen? Once we have confessed faith in Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit comes into our lives and lives within us, he is immediately at work protecting our soul from being snatched away by Satan. And no, all this stuff that's going on in the world today is from Satan. You know, he is the god of this world. But we have hope. We have the blessed hope. One of the reasons that we're looking at the book of Revelation on an overview, to understand the essence of God's promise for protection. Yeah, God is also concerned about our safety and our physical bodies, no doubt about that. Protecting us from the virus and all the other kind of things that we experience in this physical body. But our experience is that his hand of protection, more than we realize, surrounds us. His hedge of protection is with us for those who believe. And ultimately, physical protection will come only when we are giving our new spiritual bodies in eternity. I love what the last verse of the book of Revelation says, "Come quickly, Lord Jesus." Well, I know that we all have special things in our heart from 9/11, those of us who are alive in that time frame and sharing our experience and what happened to us. But, you know, we have a whole generation now that's come up behind us that didn't experience that. And we have to be so careful that we make sure that we teach our children. The Bible says that we are to teach our children not only history, but history in our own lives, and to be able to share with them what took place on 9/11. It was heartwarming to see so many young people stand up today and read the names in New York as they do every year. And those young people were not alive when it happened, but they have been told about what's going on and told about the situation that took place in our country. So it's important that we teach our children true history and to be able to let them experience God's hedge of protection around them like it is around us. Amen. Well, I just was sitting here this morning and I just wanted to share that with you as I welcome you to Bethel United Methodist Church on the online service. But we also just wanted to say thank you for so many things, Lord. I don't really have too many announcements this morning. In fact, I'm not sure of any other than we are now meeting, and we have been now since, I guess sometime in March, where we're meeting in the sanctuary, practicing COVID guidelines and trying to keep the place safe, and hope and pray that you feel safe to come. We've been getting 8, 10, 12, 14 folks to come on Sunday morning. Our music program is alive and well. Travis is going to do another special this week. In fact, Travis and Judy both are going to do a song called Where Should We Go? It's an old-time gospel song, and I think you'll be blessed. And I know Phil will get it recorded and put it on the online service for next week. That's what he does. But if you would really like to hear a wonderful spiritual song, come Sunday morning, 11 o'clock. Now, I wasn't told of any birthdays this week, but, you know, I love to sing that birthday song. So we want to lift up, if you got a birthday, we want to celebrate it with you, and we want to sing to you. Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, God bless you, happy birthday to you, and many more. And the same with anniversaries, you know, anniversaries are special. Now, this is kind of a anniversary that is special in a lot of ways, September the 11th. And it's an anniversary that that helps us to reflect on life and how life can be taken away at any moment. We don't know in this old world, not necessarily from COVID, but automobile accidents, all kinds of things. And we just want to pray a special prayer for other anniversaries you might have, job anniversaries, who knows, marriage. Happy anniversary to you, happy anniversary to you, happy anniversary, God bless you, happy anniversary to you. Well, I know this welcome and announcement segment was a little long this morning, but I hope and pray that you were blessed and you reflect on your own life this particular time of the year when we look back on the attack of America. We have a lot of folks that was alive and well during the attack in Pearl Harbor back that started World War II. So we have so much in this country, but the more important thing that we have in our country that we are slowly getting away from, and that's our faith in God, our churches. The church is so important. The church is the body of Christ coming together and thanking God. Let's have a revival. Let's get back to church because we got challenges with this COVID thing. But that doesn't mean that we can't gather together for worship. And we thank God for all the people that are helping to keep us safe physically, spiritually. But I pray that the blessings of God will come upon you not only this day, but all the days of your life. In Jesus' precious name, amen.